From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A strong earthquake off the coast of Taiwan has killed at least two people and injured more than 200 others. The 6.4 magnitude tremor struck at 1550 UTC, about 20 kilometers off the island's east coast. The ground floor of the Marshall Hotel in Hualien City caved in, causing the death of one employee. Another person died in a residential building. Among the several badly damaged buildings was a hospital. About 40,000 homes are without water. Taiwan sits near a junction of two tectonic plates and is regularly hit by earthquakes. The earthquake happened on the second anniversary of another 6.4 magnitude tremor that killed 117 people. U.S. stock prices fluctuated wildly Tuesday after regaining ground following a sharply lower open on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated one day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one trading session in its more than 120-year history. The stock market has now lost about $1 trillion in value since Friday. President Trump said Tuesday he would welcome another federal government shutdown if Congress cannot agree on stiffer immigration restrictions. His call for a possible shutdown came as lawmakers struggled to adopt a new stopgap funding measure 2 days before the current short-term spending plan for all government agencies expires at midnight Thursday. There was a 3-day partial government shutdown in mid-January, the first since 2013. This is VOA News.